Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We also have a TV program, Searching the Scriptures. It comes on from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find all these MP3 files of our radio programs under the radio tab. You'll also find all our TV videos under the Bible videos under special studies and a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. The only desire we have is to show your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. Please come and worship God with us. We are studying the book of 1 Peter, and we have been for the last few months. We now begin a new chapter today, 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to look today, begin looking at the first 7 verses. If you have your Bibles, please open them to 1 Peter 3. I'll begin reading in verse 1 through verse 7. Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands, and even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of their wives. And when they observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing of gold, or putting on a fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, which the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. So Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good, and do not be afraid of any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them according to understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Let us begin to look at this section that I would like to entitle Husbands and Wives. As the gospel spread through Asia Minor, times and women were converted whose husbands were not. However, that did not alleviate her responsibility to submit and obey her husband, even though he was a heathen. Rather, simply increased her hardships, struggle, and frustration of trying to win him to the Lord, not an easy task to break through male ego, not then, not today. Women in non-Greek communities were viewed as holding the same rank as a slave. Of course, that's not God's plan. That's not according to God's design. That's a misapplication and a misunderstanding of their duty to their wives. May I explain why 6 verses are devoted to her and only 1 to her husband? I think that makes a lot of sense as we begin to study this part of the text. Peter addressed all of those problems in these first 7 verses. Still has a responsibility to submit and show respect. How to win her stubborn husband over to the Lord, even if she can't do it by teaching him. How to behave no matter how she is treated. These verses are in the context of dealing with roles, duties, and responsibility. The Holy Life, chapter 1 and verse 15, more than abstaining from immorality, includes how we conduct ourselves in the human relationships that we enter. This context in wives and husbands. Previous chapters, submission to the master, that's a responsibility not removed by the obedience to the gospel. So begins with the word likewise. Even though we are to be submissive to these roles that we have, we also are to remember that our highest submission must come to God. And that takes the first place in everything in our spiritual life. But let us begin by looking at wives who must learn to trust in God and why they submit. Now, in verse number 1, we read that this submission is willingly. It's not forced. Notice, let's go back for a moment. We read that, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands. As the sheep are in submission to the shepherd in chapter 2, verse 25, so the wife is to be in submission to her own husband. Willingly and voluntarily, she is to submit to him. This involves selflessness and a self-denial. He is her leader. She yields to his admonition and his advice. Lord, in verse 6, as making a reference to Abraham, refers to ruler. He is the one who directs her and guides her. We can read this in detail in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 33. But I want you to notice that she is to be chaste in verse 2. That means to have purity, free from misbehavior. It's translated pure. Pure and turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse number 22. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sins. Keep thyself pure. And we are not to do things in a way that would involve us becoming impure. We are to have purity of our character, of our speech, and of our conduct. We are to be clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I'm going to be reading verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 14. Verse 14. For if anything you have boasted in him about you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even though our boasting to Titus was not true. And then we read in chapter 6 and verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? And so we are to be clear, we are to be free from things that would cumber us. Now, the question is, fear towards husband or fear towards God? Well, she has to have both. Notice her fear towards God is that her husband she's to treat with reverence and respect. We read that in Ephesians 5:33. She's also to respect her Lord in verse number 6. In the New American Standard in verse 2, says this is respectful behavior towards God. In the context, she is to be holy, and she is to trust in God. Fear, awe, and reverence. To be afraid, but to be respectful. Barnes, who is a quotes here, fearing the least stain of chastity, or the very appearance of anything not suiting with it. It is a delicate, timorous grace, afraid of the least air or shadow of anything that has but a resemblance of wrong in it, or a carriage, or speech, or apparel that would put them in a bad light. This would include fear towards her husband. Now, I want to go back for just a moment, and I want us to understand a statement that Peter makes here, in 1 Peter chapter 3. In 1 Peter chapter 3, he makes an interesting statement about in verse 1. He says, if he does not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Now, again, what is he talking about? You may not, if you're a sister in Christ, and you are listening this morning, you may be a child of God and your husband may not be. And you may have over the years tried to engage him in studying the Bible and getting him to understand his duty and his responsibility, but you have not had much success. Well, you may not have success that way. But another way that you could lead him to Christ is by your example and your conduct of the life that you live. When you willingly submit to his headship, when you submit your life under his leadership, but you do it in a loving and kind way, and you don't do it in a regretful way, or you don't do it in a way that demonstrates you really don't want to do it, you do it grudgingly, then you're not going to set the example. But many wives are going to be led by Christ, not by having a Bible study, not by teaching them the Bible, but by the chaste, pure life and the good conduct that they live day by day, month by month, and year by year. You can win that unfaithful mate over to God. God says you can do it, and God knows what he's talking about. We need to set the example. Wives, if your husband is not a Christian, do not give up, but patiently and reverently and faithfully submit to him, and first and foremost, submit to God. I have told every Christian lady and sister in Christ who is married to an unbeliever, that you will never convert him until he understands that your religion is genuine, that it is real, that you are committed, that you are dedicated. You're never going to win over an unbeliever if you're not all in yourself, if you're not willing to do the things to demonstrate your love for God to him, then you're never going to be able to convince him that he needs to do it in order to love God. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, when you, as a wife, submit yourself to your husband, and you do it with respect and with reverence, and you do it willingly, and you do it without grudgingly, and yet you also demonstrate to your husband that you're going to serve God and that you're going to be faithful to God and you're going to submit first to him, then you are setting the best possible example and the best scenario that can result in leading him to Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, please remember that each person has a choice in the matter. You can be faithful, you can be loving, you can submit to your husband, and he can rebel, and he can say no to God. He has that ability. But God's ways work best. If you can't win him over by studying the Bible, by convincing him the truthfulness of the Bible, convince him by your life. Convince him by the way you live. Convince him by the way you talk, by the way you conduct yourself, by the way you lovingly submit to his leadership, even though he is not a child of God. But ladies, do not compromise your faith with God. If you are not all in, if you are not fully committed and dedicated to the Lord, and if you're not faithful in every aspect of relationship with Christ, you will never convince him that it is necessary for him to be a Christian. God knows what he's talking about. In all the years that I have been a gospel preacher, in over 30 years, I have never seen an unbeliever converted to Christ by a sister who is not fully committed to the Lord. In every case, the sister that led her husband to Christ was fully committed in every way to be faithful and to do what God instructed her to do. Please, try God's way. It works. Thank you for listening. We'll continue this discussion next Lord's Day.